USA Chat, March 22, 2022. The week before, Sat had said that people can submit quotes and we will practice contemplation together in this chat. Adrian submitted the following quote from the Bible. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." Everybody remains silent until Sat joins the meeting and the session starts.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sat June. Welcome, and thank you for giving us this opportunity.
After some conversation, Sat asks Adrian.
Okay, Adrian, I have a couple of questions before we do any type of contemplation, and I tell you why I'm asking afterwards. What made you choose this one?
Well, it has so many meanings on so many different levels, and it just kind of a blast to your mind, I think. Kind of one of those things that when you think about it, it kind of makes you stop. Do you want me to say what I think it means, or just why did I choose that one?
The reason I ask, it was exactly what you answered. The main reason that we do contemplation because we're interested in something that we haven't completely understood it, or there is something more that we need to know, or like you said, there is so many facets, and I agree with this one. But there is something that we feel like is very important to dive into it and listen to the silence to explain it to us. Because when we look at a code, for whether we hear it or we read it, the first impression is that we like it. We like it because of the feeling it gives us. And then once that liking happens, if there's enough energy of interest behind it, then we want to review it again and take it into silence and see what we get. Now, it seems like you already feel like there are a few things that you found about it, and that's, I totally agree with you. There is a different levels, but do you want to share it with us?
Adrian reads the code.
"He," and that means Jesus, "he put before them another parable," which is like a kind of like a story. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air can come and make nests in its branches."
I was wondering, what is it that you got out of it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so many things. Like, it's still a mystery and a miracle that such a little seed can turn into such a huge tree. And then, where is this kingdom of heaven? And how does it become so big? And where is it becoming big? And...
yeah, okay.
It's not like the end of life kind of thing that some people think about, but it's here. And I mean, I just, you know, how is it so big and where is it? And then the other, some of the other levels were like, you know, I think of you, Sat, as a tree that you're giving shade to all of us. And, you know, at some point we have to think of ourselves as trees, too, and stop expecting, you know, start giving shade to other people and stop expecting shade from them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Everything you said, it really tallies with what our understanding can do. But let's take it into the meditation. And I would guide you on how to do contemplation. Then we come and you and I will discuss what we found. And the others, if they want to, they can come in. The first thing we do is to empty ourselves of any concept that we had of this parable. In order to do that, we close our eyes. And we go empty. Empty is a key words here. As soon as we do that, we feel nothing but silence. Just keep the silence very visible, meaning be in it. Just let's stay in the silence for a moment. And in this silence, bring these three words, the consciousness of these three words. It doesn't have to be pronounced. The kingdom of heaven. And then look into the silence. You can repeat it a couple of times, or if it's needed more, kingdom of heaven. What is kingdom of heaven? Now remember, we are empty. Just stay with these three. Kingdom of heaven. What does it mean, kingdom of heaven? But we don't use the active mind. We use the subtle mind. Let these three words explain the rest of the saying, the story, the parable. Just stay with these three. Where is this? What does it mean? And then we stay quiet as we remember what you just read. But we leave it alone. We don't want to understand it. We want to look at it, that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Where is it? What is that field? Again, we're empty. At the whole time, we're empty. And we're using the pure mind, the subtle mind, not the memory mind. The kingdom of heaven can explain the whole thing. We don't take our gaze off the silence and the words that we are dwelling on. But we are very relaxed and empty. And then the silence will begin to bring to your awareness what needs to be there. Now let's go beyond the words. Let's use no words. Just alert and open. Now we can come out. This is the way of contemplative, meaning that it's different than any other ways of understanding something. So, Adrian, how did it feel for you? Was it any different? Did you have any more understanding, or did you actually went beyond the whole thing?
At first I was picturing beautiful things, and then I tried to go beyond the words, like you said, and then when I came back, so what popped in my head was the kingdom of heaven is where we would be without the mind getting in the way.
That is right. The kingdom of heaven, you just experienced kingdom of heaven when you went beyond the words. And when you plant something like that in your consciousness, rather than the junk that we are fed, it does give you expansion. But it's not something that you have to develop. It's already there. It's just that you become, when I say expansion, is we become more aware of it, that is already there. Kingdom of heaven to me is home. That's the way I felt when I was doing the contemplation with you. And immediately, or maybe after a while, you went beyond. More than if you had to dwell on it in a more physical way or mental way. And this is communion. It's not about hearsay. It is about realizing it in the first hand. And in order to do that, the ingredients for it is silence, emptiness, and openness. And that sum totals contemplation and inquiry. And even the word heaven is beyond the beyond. So when we go empty, already we are there in the kingdom of heaven or home. And like you said, then you can give shades to others. Because in essence, we're all one. Now, if there is any need for explanation, once you are in that silence, is something becomes visible to you that is not the gross mind. There is a knowingness. It is not analyzing, it's just knowingness. And then that doesn't mean you only get it with the closed eyes. When you are aware of it, you could be driving a car, you could be walking in the crowded street. This awareness, you become familiar with it. It gives the depth of the meaning. And it's accompanied with realization at the same time. You get it, you say, ah, it takes your breath away. Everybody understands contemplation a little bit better. Did anybody else felt anything else that would like to share?
This is Radha. During the contemplation, I felt like that whatever I was experiencing when I stayed with the Kingdom of Heaven was also growing. And it felt like it was endlessly growing and expansive. And afterwards, I thought that maybe that's what the mustard seed or the tree, what that means.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Exactly. Exactly. We have to remember one thing, as much as we can remember. The self, the pure self, God. Once it's risen, it becomes manifestation. When it's not rising, it is God. So mind and God, as much as there are no difference between them, one, when the concentration goes, becomes black and white, the opposites, and once it's settled down, it becomes expansion and unlimitedness. And that's exactly what Adrian and Radha realized, that this expansion happens in the consciousness. Limited consciousness, when you take it that deep, it becomes unlimited. And that is who we are. Anybody else?
Sachin, when you said go empty and open with your words and you're saying those words, it was such a deep and vast silence and emptiness. So then there was just silence in a way that it is hard to describe, but for me it was that way. So it was a very deep and expansive silence, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. Anybody else? I'm glad everybody felt something, at least some of you. So now you know.
The goldfish, you know, what I experienced was when repeated, what is kingdom of God, or what is the meaning of it? As I was in silence, I felt that Shakti, that movement in my heart, and I felt some blessing. And then when I stay away from the words, you know, as you guided us, the words were faded away completely when I went deeper at home. And then there was nothing there but that movement of in my heart or blessing. That's how I felt.
This communion was so moving to me. I thought my eyes were just watering, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was crying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The communion, the true communion, is not one-sided where people go pray and say, God, you give me this, I give you that. The true communion is an oval energy. It is going empty and coming back full.
Hi, Sachin. This is Nilu. I also, like Adrian, felt the no mind state. And I think for the first time in my life, heaven meant what it was supposed to mean. It was just empty, with no mind, and really unlimited. Thank you.
Anybody else? I'd like to hear from all of you to see if you need any more help with that.
Hi, Stat. This is Kumud.
Go ahead, Kumud.
First, when we started it, it was just like never ending. It just kept going and going and going. And I was, the one thing that kept coming to me is like a lingam. It's like never ending. And then when you said go beyond the words and not use your active mind, and then it was still coming to me that there's no beginning either, so there's nothing. And then it just kind of quieted down and there was just nothing. I didn't feel like nothing. I'm sitting outside, the birds are chirping. I was just not even there. I couldn't hear the birds chirping, or just nothing was happening.
Yeah. Who else wanted to share? Go ahead, Mansoor.
Sachin, I have used the word expansion a few times, and I feel like I understand it in a way that I never did. I was sort of in it. I was expansion. I don't know how to say it. And it was very profound for me.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I just want to make sure that everyone realized the value of right contemplation and inquiry.
Yeah. This is Saranya. I felt an explosion of light, and especially after the contemplation, the energy that I have now is comparable to having a good darshan of Baba in Prashanti Mandir, and like very happily we used to come out with no thoughts in our mind. It's so energetic and so bright. Mm. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we did have the darshan. We all had the darshan of the self. Where guru and the seeker are one in their intimate communion. Well, I'm very happy. You guys made me very happy. And I also feel incredible amount of grace. Your interest and your love and my prompting came together and made this chat a very beautiful chat. Namaste to all of you.